Your taxes hold the key.
Taxpayers, are you applying for your taxpayer registration number TRN? Now you can start the process online. Just visit our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm, create your username and login, complete and submit your TRN e-application, upload the supporting documents, and that's it. You will, however, still be required to visit a tax office to present your documents along with valid ID for authentication and to collect your TRN card. Remember, there's no charge for a TRN. It's free. For further information, call our customer care center at 1-888-TAX-HELP or visit our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
In today's program, we take you through the process of applying for a loan from the Students Loan Bureau, SLB. This is Get the Facts. Are you in need of funding for tertiary studies? Well, the Students Loan Bureau, SLB, may be your institution of choice. But before you can apply for a loan, you're required to create an account on the SLB's website.
You register on the website, there's a tab that says Register for a Loan. You register as a first-time student. You register with an email address and a valid password. Once you have created your account, the system will then take you to the application form.
Public Education and Public Relations Manager, Students Loan Bureau, Annalisa Allen. Mrs. Allen says filling out the application form is pretty straightforward.
It consists of sections A straight through to K, and it requires that the students fill out information on themselves, on their households, in terms of the members in their household, whether or not these persons are employed or not employed, their area for pursuit in academic study, as well as demographic information. The application form also solicits from the students referees, that would be persons who the SLB can speak with to determine who the students are, their character, and that sort of information, as well as information on their guarantors.
Filling out the form takes 5 to 10 minutes. Once completed, click the button at the bottom of the last page to submit the application form online.
Once the form is submitted online, students will receive a confirmation email which would direct them to setting an appointment to take in the supporting documentation for the application form.
The supporting documents include one passport size photograph certified by a justice of the peace or an attorney, a taxpayer's registration number TRN, and one photographic identification. You may visit the SLB's website at slbja.com for the full list of documents.
If you click on the tab that says Applying for a Loan, there is a drop-down and the fifth tab from the bottom dictates the list of required documents.
After submitting the supporting documents, you'll be notified whether your loan application was approved or rejected. If your application was approved, you'll need to set another appointment to take in the contracts for yourself and your two guarantors. These contracts are available on the SLB's website. You can also submit the contract on behalf of your guarantors.
Once that process is completed in its entirety, which includes the dropping off of the forms, the payment of the processing and insurance fees, the vetting process then takes place, and once everything is accurate and on point, the SLB makes contact with the institution and will then make arrangements to disburse funds.
Public Education and Public Relations Manager, Students Loan Bureau, Annalisa Allen. The application fee for first-time borrowers is $950 and $900 for renewal applicants. That's it for this edition of Get the Facts. Join us again next time. I'm Andre Palmer.
Since 2013, 347 persons have been interviewed by the police in relation to human trafficking cases, 61 investigations launched, 52 human trafficking raids conducted, 12 arrests made, 9 victims rescued, and 8 trafficking in persons cases brought before the courts. If you are a human trafficker, you will be caught and imprisoned for up to 20 years. Our security forces won't stop till human trafficking is eliminated from Jamaica.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.